You know, I'm really pleased. I thought we played well. I thought, you know, some people are going to look at the score and say, Wagner must not be very good, but it's not that. I think we really played well. Wagner plays hard. They compete. They play to the final buzzer, and our guys did a lot of really good things tonight, especially on the defensive end. And then I thought in the first half we really, really shared the ball. There wasn't much rhythm in the second half, but we got to the foul line, which is what's important. So did a lot of things well. Guys were good, dialed in. We got better today. We were better today than we were last week. And whenever you hold a team under 50, it's a good sign. So just proud of our group. Got to play a lot of guys, a lot of minutes. I think we had 10 guys score. Is that right? 10 guys scored, which is great to see.
What were your thoughts when you saw Dez go down, and did he have to talk you into playing in the second half?
No, he hasn't gone down like that. Oh, you know, even in practice. So sometimes you get used to guys, if they go down, you know, he's fine. But the way he was doing, the way his ankle looked, I thought it was something much worse. He has a bad ankle. He tweaks it, I don't know, once out every 3 days. But when I walked in at halftime, I was surprised. Matt says, you know, pain went away after a couple minutes. So he's fine. I'm sure he'll be a little sore tonight, a little sore tomorrow. But I think his ankle's fine. We just got to tighten it up, strengthen it. But, yeah, I was concerned for him. You know, first start of the season, I thought it was much worse by the way he was laying there. Because he's a tough kid, and for him to do that must have hurt.
Did you expect Jake to play the kind of distributing role he did?
No.
And what does that kind of mean for the season moving forward?
Well, it's great. And, you know, it's funny. He turned it over. He goes, my bad. You know, he had one turnover. And so six assists, two turnovers. He's come a long ways. I think with the way we can space the floor, he has an advantage with his quickness. He was able to drive the ball, get to the rim. He made some really good decisions out there. So, it's great. Jake had a great game. 9 rebounds, 6-2, 16 points. You know, him and Dez, the veterans, you know, really played well for us. And I thought Rashad Pack really had a terrific game too. Just solid. Hadn't played point guard since high school, guys. And he's playing high point guard out there for us. So he did a lot. He had to step up with Melo in foul trouble, and I thought he was terrific on both ends.
Mark, how would you evaluate how Melo played? I know the foul trouble, but he also didn't have an assist. And,
yeah.
Kind of seemed like he had to work through some things his first college
career. Yeah, he started out kind of slow. He missed a free throw, and he missed a couple floaters that he normally makes. Hit a couple threes, I think. Didn't he hit one? Two of them, yeah. And, you know, so he never got in rhythm. It was tough. They pressured him. They did a good job. We didn't handle their pressure at all times very well. We didn't handle it great all the time, but he was good. I think the expectations are off the charts for him. So if you look at that and you'd say, boy, young guy doing that in his first official game, that's pretty good. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
Coach, it didn't really matter tonight, seen by the final score, but the team allowed Wagner to have 17 offensive rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, how do you go about correcting the
yeah.
trouble with the defense?
Yeah, it's what we got to correct and give them credit. And they crash it, and they push you, and they shove you. And the probably the disappointing ones is the ones they chase down that we didn't chase down. Those are the ones that really bother you, or we got shoved under. So, you know, I thought if you're going to get mad about defense, I think post-defense and rebound are the two things we got to work on. But our team defense got a lot better tonight.
Mark, over here. Beyond Melo, what was your impression of the opening act from the rest of your freshmen tonight in their first games?
You know, I thought everybody played pretty well. Jared hit some big shots. Deion handled the ball for us at times. I thought Deion defended well, took on a challenge. Always tried to grab the best player on their team and guard him. I thought he got better defensively as the game went on. Jared was Jared. Jared got better defensively as the game went on. Hit some big shots in the first half for us. And I thought Checo got better. I thought the first time he went in, it was a little bit too fast for him. I thought he was much better in the second half. And it was hard to get in a rhythm. And we don't practice the big lineup a lot with Checo and DeMonte in there together. But John's been so good in practice, I have to start John Graham because he's earned it. And therefore, it's hard for us to play those big guys together a lot. But they did a pretty good job, with, especially when you're chasing around a smaller team like Wagner. But young guys were good.
Coach, just following up on that, it looks like DeMonte pretty active on the boards, only had one foul today. Seems like he made a lot of progress.
He did. He makes a lot of progress. You know, he makes mistakes, but he makes up for them with his athletic ability. Now, he might not be able to make up against the Michigan States and the Indianas of the world, but he could tonight. So we'll see. We just got to keep fine-tuning his game. But he is active. The jump hook was really nice in the lane. You know, all that stuff is good to see. And two blocks, he was active, and eight rebounds. That's pretty good. Yeah, we'll take it. He's coming.
Showing the play that does well has got injured. Do you think he should have simply just shot it there? And what were your thoughts on his play overall?
No, I don't know if he should have shot it or not. I'll have to watch it on film. We were spaced pretty good on it. So I think he was trying to make the right play off the see. But and then how on his play overall, I thought he was great. I thought they pressured us, and he's the one guy that could go around him and get to the rim and finish. And I thought defensively he really competed. I wish he could have rebounded a little bit more for us. That would help us. And but I thought he was good. I thought the start of the second half he was pretty dominant.
Don, last question, please.
In terms of Jake's progression, is that his maturity on and off the court? Just did he seem to carry himself with a different confidence that he did last year?
Yeah, he's a whole different kid. I mean, he's, you know, just academically he's putting so much more into it. And he's really trying in that area. He's trying to do all the right things off the floor. And he's just playing with confidence. That's our whole thing, is just keep Jake confident. And he's a tough guard at the four because he's so quick. And this has been a blessing. Evan's injury has been a blessing for our team. Not for Evan, but it's going to be a blessing for our team as the year goes on, because we're finding out a lot about our guys and how they can help us play as the year goes on. Thanks, guys. See you Monday or Sunday, or whatever that is.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. You got some? Chuck Taylor?
That's okay.
Thank you.